This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Basula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Industry Ministry to bring concrete plans and programs to increase export and employment. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak pledges to simplify citizenship acquisition in accordance with Constitution. And 8 people die as bus falls off bridge in India's Punjab. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies to bring concrete plans and programs to increase exports and employment. The Prime Minister's instruction came during a briefing from the Industry Ministry in Singha Darbar yesterday on the use of domestic goods in public bodies, effective operation of domestic industries and employment growth. The discussion also focused on increasing production and employment by operating the industries including Gorkhali Rubber Industry, Udaipur Cement, Biratnagar Jute Mill, Janakpur Cigarette Factory, Hetauda Cement and Textile Industry, which have been closed and in a state of uncertainty for a long time. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has pledged to simplify the acquisition of citizenship in accordance with the Constitution and laws. While receiving a report submitted by the Citizenship Problem Resolution Study Committee at the Ministry in Singha Darbar yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak said the citizenship is a highly sensitive issue and it should be considered seriously. The Home Minister clarified that citizenship should not be denied in the name of procedural hassles and the verdicts related to citizenship given by the Supreme Court from time to time should be respected. The committee prepared its report with recommendations after studying the court verdicts, the existing legal provisions and the complications seen on the topic of citizenship during distribution at various district administration offices. The newly appointed Vice Chancellors of 3 universities took the oath of office in secrecy before Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday. Prime Minister Oli, in his capacity as the University Chancellor, administered the oath of office in secrecy to Vice Chancellor of Nepal Sanskrit University, Professor Dr. Dhaneshwar Nepal, to Vice Chancellor of Pokhara University, Professor Dr. Ved Raj Kesi, and to Vice Chancellor of Agriculture and Forestry University, Professor Dr. Sharda Thapalia, at a ceremony organized at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar. Local rural municipalities and district affiliated association and federation have submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli demanding a meeting of National Coordination Council. A delegation comprising chairperson of National Association of Rural Municipalities in Nepal submitted the 7-point memo to Prime Minister Oli at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli expressed commitment to making empowered to local levels by formulating appropriate budget. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has stressed on making the telecommunications works more effective. Addressing a program organized by Nepal Telecommunications Authority in Pokhara yesterday, Communication Minister Gurung directed the authority to deliver quality telecommunications services in major highways as complaints are frequently received from such areas. President Ramchandra Podel and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli have expressed profound sorrow over the passing away of India's former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. Both the head of the state and government have extended heartfelt condolences to the government of India, its people and the aggrieved families. Former Indian Prime Minister Singh died on Thursday at the age of 92. The last rites of former Prime Minister will be conducted today after his body is moved to the All India Congress Committee headquarters in New Delhi for the public to convey their condolences. Newly appointed chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting, PSB Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, has said that it is necessary to move forward by focusing on the content broadcast by the public service on the people. Inaugurating a one-day workshop on news content responsibility and accountability in public service broadcasting at Singha Darbar yesterday, Chairperson Dr. Bista said that the workshop would be important to change the approach of PSB in determining the priority of the news. Deputy Executive Director of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Khagendra Khatri, said that everyone should make efforts to make its broadcasting people-centric to fulfill the objectives of PSB. Meanwhile, communication expert Anita Gurung and Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Gaurav Giri, have been appointed as the members of the Board of Directors of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. Dr. Mahendra Bista, the Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed members. Similarly, Bishnu Ram Nyopani has been appointed as the Acting Chief Administrative Officer of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, Mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Former President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe is arriving Nepal today. According to spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Krishna Prasad Takal, Wickremesinghe is scheduled to come to Nepal for his personal visit. According to the ministry, necessary protocol and security arrangement would be provided for him as the former president. He will have meetings and visits in his own way. Nepal and Sri Lanka had established diplomatic relations on the 1st of July in 1957. The progress of the under-construction dry port at Timore in Rasuwa has received a good push with the completion of 72% of the estimated task. Executive Director of Nepal Intermodal Transport Development Board Ashish Kazurel said the dry port being developed with the technical and financial assistance from the government of China along the Nepal-China border has received 72% of the target. An embankment on the bank of Potikosi River, entrance gate, access route, buildings of the warehouse and other facilities have been completed so far. According to Gazurel, the project is expected to complete by the end of the current fiscal year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 8 people were killed and over 24 injured after a passenger bus skidded off a bridge yesterday amid heavy rains in the northern Indian state of Punjab. According to the Xinhua News Agency, the accident took place near Jeevan Singh Wala village in Bathinda district in Punjab. Speaking to the media, a senior government official in Bathinda, Shaukat Ahmad Pare, said that 8 people, including a 2-year-old girl, were killed unfortunately in the accident. Senior officer Pare also shared that according to the rescued, the bus was being driven at high speed and a trawler came from the opposite side, following which the bus driver lost the control and plunged into a train. Police have registered a case and have also ordered an investigation into the accident. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that most parts of the country would receive rain and snowfall today due to the western disturbance. Issuing a special bulletin on winter rain, the department has said that the western disturbance would likely to cause the weather to be partly and generally cloudy in most parts of the country today. The department stated that the most of the high hilly and mountainous parts of Sudhur Paschim and Karnali provinces and some of the high hilly and mountainous parts of Gandaki, Bagmati and Kosi provinces are likely to receive light to moderate snowfall today. Similarly, there are also chances of light rain across the country. The department has also cautioned that the temperature could dip further with the development of new pattern of weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Industry Ministry to bring concrete plans and programs to increase export and employment. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak pledges to simplify citizenship acquisition in accordance with Constitution. And 8 people die as bus falls of bridge in India's Punjab. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.